Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 12:23 midday with Jamie and Grayson. Thanks again to the mayor for coming on. So you were telling me this story this morning about something that happened to you over the weekend. We threw it up on Facebook, getting a ton of questions. And so for a few minutes before we go to news here, let's put this out in the world.
Yeah, it just has to do with being a collector or knowing something about things, because a lot of the business that's done on eBay or similar auction sites is for that kind of thing. It's all about the stuff we had when we were kids or some kind of collector's items. So what do you do if you see something like that up for auction? And it's got a very specific description on it. And you go through and you look at the pictures and you say, no, that's a fake. And you know, because it's something that you're into. You're positive 100%. No question about it. It's counterfeit. It's a fake. What do you do?
So can you give us the specific example?
Here's what happened. And it was something that immediately caught my eye because it's guitar related. And that's kind of my thing. So it had a story behind it. And the story was that Gibson Guitars back in the late 90s had donated a set of unfinished guitars, just raw wood, to this artist who then painted them for a charity auction. And they were selling this thing for an ungodly sum of money. It's like $80,000. And the first thing that caught my eye about it is Gibson doesn't do that.
Okay.
There are no unfinished Gibson guitars out there anyway, unless they've had the finish stripped off of them. They generally speaking, any one-off can happen, but that doesn't sound like a thing Gibson would do. So I took a really hard look at that guitar that was up there. And first of all, it's not a Gibson. It's a fake.
Okay.
And now, did that artist actually paint that guitar? I have no idea. But given the specifics of the backstory, that they had this whole, you know, elaborate backstory to it, and that the guitar itself, a huge part of that backstory, is fraudulent, then my inkling would be, no, he didn't paint that guitar. It's just a fake from beginning to end.
Right.
Now, I don't know that. I can't tell you anything about that artist, but a huge part of that story is fake. And I mean, even without the artist, having an unfinished Gibson guitar that was originally factory unfinished would be worth an incredible amount of money.
Okay.
Because you just don't see those.
So what?
But it's fake.
Okay. So is it your job to like police eBay?
I don't know.
And who do you, I don't even know what process eBay has, if anybody knows, or Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or whatever. Because it could happen anywhere.
Right. Some of the responses we got on Facebook seem to indicate that there is a process to report those things,
okay,
but that they're not terribly responsive to it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably not in their best interest to respond to it.
Right. Or to even admit that there's fake stuff on eBay, even though we all know there is.
Well, but does eBay do anything to ensure the authenticity of what you put up there?
I don't think so.
To keep you from lying about it?
There is so much stuff
right
on eBay. They would have to vet everybody. And my first thing, my first thought on that would be, no, they don't. They just depend on other users to go ahead and report somebody.
How do you verify? How do you, as a consumer, as someone who is buying something on eBay,
you gotta know your stuff,
verify that it is what it is?
Right.
22980 or 5767798. We don't have to limit this to eBay. We can put it, you know, this is the season where people are buying gifts online all over the place. How do you make sure that thing that you are buying is what it, you know, they say it is? And what if you identify it as counterfeit? Do you report it or not?
And in addition to that, have you ever gotten hung up by it? Because there are so many. I mean, the percentage of counterfeit items out there is higher, I think, than people would think. So have you ever bought something from a site like that, gotten it in your hands, and thought to yourself, oh, no, I just got took?
Yeah, yeah. And then what recourse do you have for that?
Yeah.
You know, what if you bought something that was fake?
The one thing that I will give eBay in my experience, which isn't vast, but I have some experience with working with them, is as a buyer, you're fairly well protected by them. And if you can document that you got taken by somebody, eBay generally will make it right. Yeah, somebody just texted in, as a matter of fact, at 22980, that eBay has buyer protection. So you're generally okay there, but it's still a pain in the butt.
Right.
And you
what
still
a
have
hassle.
You still have a bunch of money that's out of your account for a given time.
So we'll take your comments. We got a bunch of comments on this one on Facebook about whether you would report it. What would you do if you were really into something, whatever your thing is, and you went on eBay or Facebook Marketplace or whatever, they are, you know, selling something as the real deal. I think we're talking about things that are a little more expensive, and you know it's fake. What do you do about it? We'll get to your comments coming up next. It's 1228. Rebecca Crockett's in the KMBZ newsroom. 12:33 here on a Monday, and a question for you. Even if you don't shop on eBay, I think this is good for anybody. A little, what would you do based on something you saw over the weekend?
Right. If you see something online for sale or on eBay for sale at an auction or something, and you know when you look at the pictures of it that are online that it's a fake, that it's counterfeit, what, if anything, do you do about it? And, you know, the comments that we got on the KMBZ Facebook page when we posted this question without the explanation of it, it ran the gamut from people saying, yes, absolutely report it. That's how the community stays purer.
Right.
To people saying, hey, buyer beware. It's not my business to get involved. So where do you stand on that? I mean, I would like to do something about this because, especially when, because I think most collectors are like this, we have a passion for our thing, whatever our thing is. And this is mine. I hate the fact that there's a bunch of counterfeit guitars up there for sale. So when I see one like this, my inkling is to say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and report this. I haven't yet, but you know, should they make it easier for those of us who want to do that to go ahead and report it and get that stuff taken down? Evan is in Kansas City and joins us with some experience on this. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Grayson. How are you?
Great. What's up?
So I was just wanted to input on your topic because I'm a buyer and reseller, and I have been full-time for 3 years.
You're a flipper.
Basically.
Yeah.
Flipper, hustler, whatever you want to call it. I don't like those terms. I'm just trying to make a living like everyone else.
Absolutely.
But, so there are, I feel like it's a two-way street. Now, there are sellers out there that will falsify information and put up misleading photos, and you know the saying goes, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that on the buyers. Now myself, in general, I try to be as forthright and give everyone the accurate information on my products. But I agree with you. If you see something that is outright fraudulent, I'd say go ahead and report that, and there are ways to flag items through eBay if that's the source that you're referring to. In addition, there's the VERO, which is intellectual property rights, and there are companies out there that monitor those sites very readily, and they will take your they will take your products off, and they will suspend your account for that.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's the solution in this case, is just to go right to Gibson and say, hey, yeah, somebody's selling this thing. You need to get them to stop.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Right. And Gibson will follow through on that, especially if it's something that, you know, they want to keep their products as...
They have an image to protect, yes.
Right, right. And, you know, it is a two-way street, but I feel it's more on the seller's end, and you need to just be honest with the people that you're selling with.
Right. Okay.
Because yeah, that's what you would want.
Well, good for you. Thanks, Evan.
What's the reason
no
not
problem.
To report it? Thanks, Evan. What's the reason not to report it? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think maybe the reaction has something to do with that, because you don't know. I mean, you don't want to get somebody in trouble for something they didn't know they were doing wrong. So, you know, as far as who has this auction up there, I don't know who that is. And maybe he believes he has what he has. There's a lot of people who sell stuff believing they have a diamond when what they have is a cubic zirconium.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get somebody in trouble who had, you know, who had pure motives, but just had something up there that was fraudulent. At the same time, you don't want somebody spending $80,000 on something that's just frankly a fake.
Does Facebook, or now that we have social media that's so prevalent, does that make it easier maybe to figure out who bought it and then contact them afterward? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there a way to, you know, stay out of it with eBay, but contact the person that might be interested and ask them about it? I don't know. And then somebody told us that there are certain brands that eBay will not even allow you to sell anymore.
That's the first I've heard of that. If that's the case, I'd love more information on that. If you can call in, call into the radio show, do it, because I would love to know the information about that and who it is that eBay won't deal with. The only restrictions I know of that eBay has is they don't do Nazi stuff anymore.
Right.
And murderabilia, you know, that sort of thing. Something that has a past to it. But yeah, if you know something about that, if they're not taking Movados or whatever it is, then yeah, 576-7798. We'd both love to know, when it comes to the things that are for sale online, what those kinds of restrictions are.
I'm shocked the number of people that said on our Facebook page, I mind my own business.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And it's another thing that, you know, especially again with Gibson guitars specifically, and all guitars, there's a bunch of Chinese knockoffs out there, but they're being sold from China. So there's really not much they can do.
John Grayson, your phone's on.
I don't know why. No, it's not. It's actually on silent. I don't know why it was making noise. Okay. That was weird.
Like, first rule.
But yeah, but there's not much they can do if it's an international seller. But this particular auction, part of the reason why it caught my eye is it is somebody here in the States who's selling it. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out from eBay's site, because there's got to be a list of, you know, don't bother selling these items or from these companies because we know they're fake. I'm shocked the number of people that say that they wouldn't report it. And then somebody else said, you know, make sure you have evidence to support your claim.
Yes. Oh, and I do. I mean, especially with this one, I could nail it easily.
How are you proving it?
In this case, there are a few things about it that, for example, the serial number. The serial number is wrong. It doesn't work. There are Gibson guitars on the headstock. It's five pieces of wood kind of laminated together. This one isn't. This is a one-piece headstock. They didn't do that. And there's a few things about it that they're just absolutely wrong. And like I said, I mean, the biggest slam dunk is that Gibson just doesn't let unfinished guitars out of the factory. They don't. They never did.
Interesting.
So
we have another full-time eBay reseller on the line.
Let's talk to Marcy. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
What do you got for us?
Well, one thing I know that you're not allowed to sell on eBay, and the company that owns those rights will take it down, is Rosetta Stone. Most people that sell on eBay know that.
Oh, the language program.
Why?
Right. That company will not let their products be resold on eBay, and if you try to list them, they will take them down.
Because it's expensive. They want you to buy it from them.
But that doesn't mean they're fake. They just means that
you're not allowed to sell it. There's also many, many guides on eBay. If you have a product and you're wondering if it's legitimate, that will show you all kinds of different things on that product that might help you decide if it's an authentic product or a fake.
Oh, they have how to spot a fake. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Many, many guides on Coach and Montclair and all kinds of different brands that, you know, it's got a hologram tag or it has this or that, that will help you decide whether something's real or fake.
Oh, I'll bet purses are a nightmare.
They are, and sometimes it's not worth it if you are unsure, because like the other caller said, if you are putting something up there that's not legitimate, they can't suspend your account for it. So sometimes if you're not sure of it, it's not worth doing.
Hey, Marcy, real quick, how's business in the reselling on eBay lately with Facebook Marketplace becoming more prominent? I know it's different. I know it's a different operation, but
it's taken a lot out of Craigslist. So.
Right, yeah. How's life?
Well, with the rise in thrifting, I mean, everybody thrifts now. It's kind of a cool thing to do. But the people that do eBay for real as a job, a lot of people think they're going to sell on eBay and they're going to make some money and they're going to, but it's a lot of work. And so it weeds out a lot of the people that aren't serious about it. Of course, there's more competition now than even 5 years ago, but there's also a lot of buyers on there, and it's a worldwide market, so it's become a tiny bit harder over the years, but it's still a very doable job if you're willing to put in the work and time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Thanks
a lot for the call, Marcy.
We'll see. It's tough, and that's one of those reasons why there was that shift when it came to buying online. because there are some things you just have to have your hands on. You have to have it in your hands. You have to look at it, you know, first person. A picture isn't good enough sometimes. And with something, especially like anything in a collector's market, you've got to be so extremely careful what you buy online, because you can hide a lot in a photograph. And, you know, things that if you had it in your hands and were rolling it over and were able to look at it and smell it and see it, you would be able to tell a fake a lot easier.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.